Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bobby Clause. Batting second, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Kroll. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Kroll. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting third, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Bobby Clause is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clause is called out on strikes. 1 out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Christopher moves to second. Chuck Hiller, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clause fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Chris Cannizzaro is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cannizzaro hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan moves to third. 2 outs. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Kroll covering, for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Clouse hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Broglio bunts towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Canizzaro zero and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroll is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert bunts towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to second. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Broglio is 0-for-0 in the game. Broglio hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Clouse hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Clouse reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Broglio fields it and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hickman moves to third. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Canizzaro is walked intentionally. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll is 0-for-2 in the game. Kroll hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Canizzaro moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Jimmy Stewart batting right. Is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Cowan pinch runs for Roy McMillan. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowan moves to third. Al Jackson pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jackson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Bobby Klaus. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swoboda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball four. Cowan scores. Jackson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bethke now pitching. Billy Cowan now playing center field. Jim Hickman now playing third base. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Hawktail Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clemens is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hiller. Clemens moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clemens moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemens scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Joey Amalfitano pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peña bunts towards the mound. Bethke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peña. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Hiller applying the tag. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out.